assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Shows how even after all of these years, people don't understand this show.
Mm.
They say, you thought it was that funny, you were laughing before the punchline.
You were.
Said, that's because he couldn't say the word.
No,
that was the humour in the joke.
No, you
the joke itself was pedestrian. Your inability to say thesaurus was funny.
Mick Malone. Pedestrian.
No, Mick wasn't pedestrian.
Was good, outswingers.
Nah, pedestrian. Had about 130. No, he had a fine
you
record.
You love the
Look
joke.
Look up Mick Malone's record. Right. He was a fine bowler. Now, coming up, Billy Slater.
We'll see you
love
Slater.
Him, of course. We need to talk to him about tonight's game. Need to talk to him about the Maroons. He's the coach there, of course. And then Jack Zeeble later on, 250th, playing against the Saints. And now, Bill, also a moral dilemma that I'm going to bring to the table.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah, I like these.
I'm interested in your take on this because what you are is a bull artist. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you again. Nice to see a bit of rain.
It was.
Yeah, nice little drop last night. Good for the plants.
Yes.
Good for the farmers.
Yes.
Have they had a nice 2 or 3 years, by the way, Jimmy? New headers.
Western districts.
Oh, out there. All the way out there, Jim. Western districts.
out there meaning where?
Just they lob into town and buy a new header, Jim.
That's it.
Or a new Land Cruiser or whatever they want.
John Deere.
John Deere, exactly. Yes. Hello, rabbits.
Billy Brownless. All right, Billy, good to see you along, right?
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. It's very good to be here.
What have you done to your pills?
I'll
tell you.
You've just hired
I'll tell
volume.
You who that sounds like.
Gonna try and get back out there.
Get back
like
out
Jay-Z.
There. No, that's not right. You've done something.
Is
you shouldn't
you?
Do that, Rabs, to the control board.
Oh, really? That what it is.
Yes, exactly. Got a nice rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Albanese, Jim.
Oh, something's wrong.
No, there is.
He's lost too much weight, hasn't
something's
he?
Wrong.
His head's too
the
big.
The shape's all wrong.
He's our new Prime Minister. There he is there.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy boy, I tell you what, all happening at North Melbourne today, CEO Ben Amafio, who we know was the boss
our
here.
Boss
at,
here
yeah,
was.
And coach David Noble fronted the media, and Benny was away first. Have a listen.
Away.
We've got, I don't know, 300 full-time, part-time, casual staff, including all the players, and the vast majority of our club is telling us that they are satisfied and happy and united. We've seen those comments and look, you know, whether it's Wayne Carey or whoever, we say to them, listen, you're great shin boners, we love you. Come into the club, be part of the solution and help us through it. So that invitation is there and we'd love to see them down at the club. I speak to the players, our PDM speak to the players, our coaches speak to the players, the head coach speaks to the players. The players are happy. They are happy. That's what they are telling us.
Players are happy, Jim.
Yeah, look, it's hard to hear the words the staff and players are satisfied and happy when the scoreline's 1-9.
Right, yeah.
I don't think that leads to happiness and satisfaction.
No.
Like you want everyone to be aligned and you want everyone
same
to be
page.
On board, but satisfied and happy when you're, you know, having your third very disappointing season in a row.
That's right.
I think you've got a demand that you know, we get better quick.
Will Duck accept that invitation to go back there?
I don't know.
We should talk.
He's been down there before.
He has, yeah.
He pops in from time to time.
Part-time coach.
No, he doesn't coach, but he's
like Collingwood. Not,
he's happy there. Well, no, he did head down there.
David Noble then fronted the media. Jim, have a listen to old Nobesy.
So our members and our fans understand, I took this job on understanding that there will be difficult times. I'm here for the long haul. I want our club to be successful and strong. And all the things that get misreported outside just not true.
What's being misreported, though?
Well, relationships with players, relationships with coaches.
Yeah.
I was directed by the club to apologise. They are all untrue.
Fair enough. Yep. They fronted up. Well done. No, they fronted up and answered the question.
It's to communicate
so.
Always.
Exactly right. So we'll just see how it all goes.
Saturday, I think it is. Yeah. North is interesting. Or Sunday. Can't think which day it is. But
Sunday,
interesting game.
St Kilda, North,
Marvel. Because St Kilda
Sunday.
Are a dangerous opponent. Yes. So if they bring the same effort that we saw last week, then we'll be all North people will be happy.
It's spot on. That's all we need. Effort, Jim. Mm-hmm. Paul Seedsman, who plays at Adelaide, Jim, he's out for the year with ongoing effects from concussion.
Wow.
Hasn't played a lot of footy at all, poor old Cedar.
No. Bloody good when he did.
Oh, kick it a mile and good player. Sam Simpson in the same boat down at Geelong. He hasn't played all
Narrow's
year.
Son.
Yeah, Narrow's boy. He might come back in the next week or so. But there's a few players on every list that we don't hear a lot about. No. They've got some
long-term concussions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. What else have I got here? GWS Giants caretaker coach Mark McVeigh will miss this weekend's game, Jim, against the Lions to attend the birth of his third child.
I don't think that's right.
It says it here, Jim.
I'm just telling you, I don't think that's right.
Long-term assistant Amon Buchanan will coach.
Right, I'm going to say it for the third and last time.
How do you know?
I don't think that's right. I think Mark McVeigh will coach GWS on the weekend.
Jim, I'm reading it here. He's having his
third child. Put a bet on it.
Yeah.
He's having his third child. He's not coaching, and Amon's coaching. So good luck to Amon there, of course.
You hand the keys to the Cremorne over to me.
AFL Football Department. What about this? The AFL have appointed a general manager umpiring, Jim, newly created a position of general manager umpiring, is Lisa Laurie. I don't know who she is. Do you know her?
No, I must admit, I have no line of sight on Lisa Laurie.
You've been down to the AFL house. You've been in there
a
few times.
Not for a long time. Oh. Not for a long time.
Can you tell me anything about Lisa Laurie, please?
I think, well, she's been part of the AFLW's Executive Women's Talent Program. So
right.
She's clearly a very good operator.
Yes,
Culture, diversity, inclusion, employment, well-being. So she's obviously a very smart lady. And I think it's great that we have a woman in charge of that.
Yeah.
Because the umpiring department cops it left, right and centre.
Exactly.
And unfairly a lot of the time, in my view. So I think she'll do a great job. Well, from all I know about her or I've read about her, she'll do a great job.
Good luck there, Lise. Wow.
It's a big job.
It is, isn't it? So good luck there.
Yep.
Justin Langer, Jim, was talking at the Chamber of Commerce over there in WA. He was a guest speaker and he hit out at bullshit politics.
Oh, hello.
Quote, unquote. Jim, have a listen on here because he was very, very honest.
The day after I spoke to the standing chairman of the Cricket Australia board, and the first thing he said to me was, oh, it must make you feel good that all your mates are supporting you in the media. I said, yeah, it is, acting chairman. With all due respect, those mates are also the all-time greats of Australian cricket. They are the fabric of Australian cricket. They are Australian cricket. They also work all around the world in cricket. So, yeah, I'm glad my mates are looking after me. Imagine if you had of.
Whack.
Well, he then spoke about the fact that he had never spoken to England about their coaching job, which I told you about a month and a half ago.
You did tell us
horrifically
that.
Wrongly reported.
Well,
I've never spoken to English cricket. Andrew Strauss rang me the day after I resigned I had to ring you because I've known Andrew Strauss for a long time. That was 14 weeks ago. I have not spoken. The thought of coaching England mate.
So two or three journalists jumped on that and said he's missed out on the England job. Bill.
He never went for it.
But it's mischievous of those people too because they knew that he never went for it.
Why would you do that?
Well, because they can sense blood on the floor. It annoys me. Yep. All right, Billy Slater to join us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. At midday.
And we are joined by Channel 9 NRL expert commentator Billy Slater.
The Melbourne Storm have a massive game tonight against Manly.
Here we go. Put your seatbelts on, everyone.
So we're joined by a Storm legend.
And the Crom got it away to Slater. He's over, Billy McKenzie.
Please welcome Billy Slater.
So, Bill,
yes,
we've got our Melbourne Storm tonight against Manly.
Yes.
Of course, to start off Indigenous round
exactly
in the NRL.
Right.
And so I see as part of the commentary team Cam Smith.
Yeah.
Billy Slater.
Wow.
So I want it nice and biased, Bill.
Yes.
Bill.
The other Bill,
yes.
Slater.
Hello.
I want your commentary.
There's too many Bills.
I want your commentary tonight nice and biased.
No worries. Done. I'll be on the sideline tonight, so I'll get a good view of the game and the Storm. Well, they haven't been at their best the last couple of weeks, so they'll be looking back to get in that winner's circle, which they're so used to.
Big night for the boys tonight. As you said, lost the last two, got beaten by you, the North Queensland, 32.
Oh.
Yeah, they did up there. But Indigenous round, very nice pre-game celebrations. And Greg Inglis, probably the best Indigenous player ever, and certainly at Storm. Would that be right?
Oh, he's one of the best players I've ever played alongside. He was a freak of nature, and he had it all, the skill, the athleticism, size, the power game. So he was certainly a great teammate to have on your team. But he's down in Melbourne. He'll be at the game tonight. I believe he was at the captain's run last night. So with the injuries in and around the Melbourne Storm at the moment, I'm sure Craig Bellamy would have liked to throw him a jersey and put him out there tonight.
We spoke to Bellyache yesterday. He said that, the exact words.
Yep.
But also, I think he's leading the boys out, actually onto the ground.
G-I.
So, yeah, G.I.
He might be playing. Anything is possible in our game.
how will they go tonight? Because they've got to bounce back. They've had a couple of injuries because Hughes comes back, but unfortunately they lose
Harry Grant.
Harry Grant
strained his groin at training yesterday, so he won't play. But Jerome Hughes is a big inclusion, and given the fact that Brandon Smith is on the bench, he'll fill that number nine role. I think Jerome Hughes is certainly going to be a huge inclusion for the boys, and I think they can. I think they'll get back on the horse and get back in their winning ways. So, you know, Melbourne Storm don't lose three in a row ever, really. And they're back at home tonight, so I think they'll make a point.
About to say, tough to beat at home. Now, how many of the blokes playing for the Storm now did you play with?
Oh, there's a few. Brandon Smith, Cameron Munster. I think I played a few games with Jerome Hughes as well. So there's still quite a few. The Bromwich boys, Felice Kafusi, so probably half the team, mate.
When you're on the boundary, they'd help you out then, wouldn't they? Give you some nice little information that no one else would know?
Yeah, I sneak over there and get a few little insights. So make sure you tune in.
Nine's coverage, by the way, tonight.
Exactly.
Here in Melbourne on the main channel.
Mm-hmm. And no AFL tonight. So it's a free kick for NRL.
Live 3, 7:30.
Yeah, and up against the arch rivals, the Melbourne Storm have got a long history against the Manly Seagulls, played a couple of grand finals, and who can forget that the Battle of Brookvale back in, I think it was 2008 or 9, and Adam Blair and Stewart went at it. So there's always a healthy rivalry between these two teams.
Desi Hasler, of course, the coach. Is he the coach? He's not quite right. His hair, he looks like an unmade bed.
He's got the lush hair, hasn't he? He's a real character of our game. He's a great fella, Des, so he'll have something up his sleeve for tonight, I'm sure.
I also, the coach of the Queensland.
Well, we might just take a little break and talk to Bill about that
tease,
next. They're nice teas, Bill.
Yeah.
Segue into the next segment with the great Billy Slater.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
The Storm take on Manly tonight at Amy Park. If you can't head along, it's going to be on Channel 9's main channel from 7:30 p.m. live. And Billy Slater is going to be here.
And Cameron Smith also on the broadcast there. But game one of State of Origin 2022 now. June the 8th, Stadium Australia, Sydney. And the coach of the Queensland side is Billy Slater, which is very interesting. And they tell me he's just been plotting against New South Wales. Of course, New South Wales won it last year. And they got some injuries when you have a look at that. Pappenhausen, Turbo Tommy, and Mitchell. There's got some injuries there. Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah, that's not my concern, the injuries for them. Just worry about what we can control, Bill. And, it's very close now. We sit down with the selectors on Sunday night and pick our team, and then Monday we go into camp. So, yeah, it's been a long wait, but I'm looking forward to this series.
Well, we had the great Bellyache on
yesterday.
And great to chat to him. He's always superb. And we asked him,
what sort of a coach Billy Slater would make in State of Origin. Have a listen.
No, he'll be great, Bill.
Yep.
A couple of words. You think of Billy as a person, is certainly hardworking, but very passionate. He'll be very passionate about his coaching, and you know, with Bill's attention to detail and his passionate nature, you know, I think he'll do a great job for Queensland.
Well, that's good to hear, Billy.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a New South Welshman. That was nice of him.
Bloody oath. And I see Cam Smith, Jonathan Thurston, part of your assistant coaches, and the great Alfie Langer. What does Alf do amongst the door?
Alf, I'm still yet to work out what Alf's role is, but I'm hearing it's a social coordinator, so yes. I don't know what that means. We just let Alf be Alf.
Oh, that is fantastic. Looking forward to that June 8th up in Sydney, and then you go to Perth, and then you go to Brisbane. So good luck there. I'm a New South Wales boy, so go the two Blues. Also, what else are you doing? Still breeding?
Yeah, got a couple of horses.
Good.
On a little farm just outside of Melbourne, so a couple of mares, and got a few foals on the ground at the moment, so having a bit of fun with them.
Any good horses going around? Any quick ones?
Oh, we've bred a horse by the name of Philadelphia Storm, and the guys at Good Bloke Society have got her, and they race her, and they're having a bit of fun. He's won at Flemington now, so he's probably our best produced horse so far. But we've only got a couple of mares, and we're just poking around with a small little boutique stable.
I like that, Bill. Let me just get back to your coaching structure at the Maroons. Because Cam Smith, of course, told you what to do for 400 years as the captain of the Storm. Now it's been reversed. You're in charge and he does as he's told.
So what do you tell him?
Well, I didn't listen to him for 20 years, so he probably won't listen to me now. So it'll probably even itself out a little bit. But we're very fortunate to have the calibre of people to put around our squad. In the likes of Jonathan Thurston, Josh Hannay's in there as well, and also Cam. So
Nate,
Nate Miles is in. So our job's basically to assist the players to get the best out of themselves. Help them become their best player, and that's basically our role. And we're very fortunate to have those guys that bring different strengths to the coaching staff, and I'm looking forward to working with all of them.
Will you lean on some of the old legends like the King, Wally Lewis, or maybe old Mal Meninga, old Malma?
Yeah, look, that's a part of Origin, isn't it? It's what makes it so big, the history of the game and where it all started. So, certainly we'll sort of lean on those guys, and sporadically we'll have those guys in camp and talking to the players. So that's what it's all about. It's all about, understanding, why it's so big, and the atmosphere that you get the opportunity to play in is because of the players and the history of the game. So, that's an important part of the preparation.
Billy, camp used to get a bit loose back in the day.
Yes.
Has that sort of straightened up a touch?
A week of drinking?
Can it still get a bit sideways?
Mm.
Oh, look, you still have to have fun. I wouldn't say sideways, but I think the professionalism of sport has certainly changed that. But at the same time, you still need to have an environment where it's enjoyable and it's fun. The days of being on the drink for several days is certainly gone.
Jeez.
Unfortunately, Bill, but I'll leave that for the end of the season, mate.
Just do any cashies and on the way up to the coach's box? Just drop a box and get an envelope and then get into the coach's box, Billy.
I've got my priorities, mate. I know they sit.
Right, good boy. Good work.
Make sure you're watching tonight.
Yes,
Channel 9's main channel here in Melbourne will show this amazing game, Storm v Manly. Of course, the rivalry to kick off Indigenous round. So make sure you're watching there. Channel 9 main channel tonight from 7:30. Bill, we'll enjoy your coverage of that, but we'll also enjoy you as the coach of the Maroons. Good luck with everything coming up.
Yeah, thanks, lads.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to question.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck. Doing a little Rush Hour phone polly thing here, and we've got Hose Mary in to get involved in it as well.
Mm.
Because we all know that a lady from Snorbs won $40 million in Lotto.
Yep.
And it turned out that she was gifted the ticket from someone else.
Ooh. Spot on, Jim.
So I'm at home the other day, and Lisa's on the computer, and she says, imagine knowing that you've handed a ticket over to someone else that's worth $40 million.
Do you know how much the ticket was worth?
$20, was it?
It was an 8-game quick pick, $9.70.
$9.70
it cost.
So there you go.
Yep.
So she says to me, this is my beautiful partner, says to me, well, you'd have to give him something.
Got to.
I said, I went, yeah. Mm. She goes, well, how much would you give him? I said, $1 million.
Yeah.
She goes, that's nowhere near enough.
I'm with you.
I said, $1 million isn't enough when the ticket cost $9.
Well, the person who bought the ticket's obviously a tight ass in the first place because I only bought a $9 ticket.
$9.
You go a 40 or something.
So if you've bought someone a $9 ticket, yes, they've won a shizen load of lotto money 40. And hand you a mil.
You'd be happy with it.
Well, I say yes.
I'm with you,
but
Jim.
But my partner says no.
What did she say?
She said Five-Eye.
Ooh, she's expensive.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
So, Hose, what are you?
Is it traceable? Can I just
get money.
Skip the country?
No, no, you can do whatever
and
you want.
Pay what? A cent you, to the person
well,
who
that,
gave
I mean,
me the
we're
ticket.
Not, we're making an assumption that you would give something, but if you would give something, look at it.
How much?
The face says
you
no.
Give
what
something.
Would you? What are you giving?
Yeah, five sounds okay.
$5 mil.
Five.
Rabbits.
A mil, and then deduct the $6.90 for the ticket.
Whitney says half.
$20 mil?
Their friends say that, she reckons. No, that's too much.
That's way
I'm with
too
you.
Much.
$1 million.
Well, $1 million is a hell of a lot of money. And to receive that when you could actually receive nothing for me, but I got chastised by my better
I'm
half.
With you. She said she's going to help her family, going to go overseas, do all that, Jim, and maybe buy St. Albans, actually. She's going to buy the suburb.
No, Mill, comfortably. That mill she parts with will buy it. 133353, so we're asking the question, what is the appropriate thing to do to the person that handed you a ticket that's won you $40 million?
To the gifter.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I like it.
Thanks,
I still want to change my name and move overseas,
I don't know. I got that sense that you were going to split.
$200 Neverland store voucher and a $100 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery to give away.
All right, 133353, ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim, blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
So there's a lady gets handed a lotto ticket. Thank you very much for the ticket, $9.
Yep.
And she wins $40 million. So we're asking the question, how much would you give the person that gave you the ticket?
The gift.
Out of the 40.
Yep.
I said a mil.
I said a mil.
And I was chastised. So Ho says five. Lisa certainly said five.
Yeah.
So it looks like the boys are all coming in at about one.
Tight, but, yeah.
And the girls. Well, Whit, our producer, said half. Which is amazing. Let's get to Bentley. Luke's there, Fat.
Lukey.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, definitely split it down the middle. You would have had zip if it wasn't for this person thinking about you. So, yeah, 100% down the line.
$20 mil.
$20 mil,
yeah,
Lucas.
Too much. Nothing.
You had zero before.
Yeah, but you got 40 now.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to that person.
All right. No,
shut
that's
up,
a generous
Luke. We don't
spirit.
Agree with it. Yeah. Ross and
Croydon.
G'day, Ross.
How you going, Billy?
Good, Roscoe. What do you reckon, Roscoe?
Mate. Listen, you give away the 10% of a tip. You give away the 10% tip when he sticks your nose bag in front of you. Why wouldn't you give it 10%?
Four mil.
Yeah, I reckon that's a pretty square number, don't you?
I know.
Not bad. 10%. Yeah, not bad.
Scotty's
in
Cranbourne, Scotland.
Okay, boys, how are we?
What are you handing over?
Now, given I only bought a third of a ticket, I'm giving away a third of $1 million, $333,333.
Yes.
Bill, it's still a lot of money.
It is.
$30,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, house out at St. Orbs.
Stay there, Scotty. Andrew in Melbourne. Andrew?
Drewy?
Yeah, how are you, fellas?
Good.
For start with, how tight are you? You've just been given $40 million.
Yeah.
And you're giving $1 million away. You can roughly buy a house in Melton for $1 million.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Well, you know, give them $10 million. Because, you know, when you're buying, well, think about it, you've got $30 million left. You're buying stupid shit because you've got so much money. And they're stuck in this crappy little house in Melton just watching you.
That's only a quarter.
Jeez.
That's 10. Only a quarter. That's not a lot from you, Drewy, really.
Well, you know, well, you still got $30 million. You've got 10. They can still, you know, have some fun with 10.
All right. All right. Stay there. I like Craig in Ocean Grove. Craig?
Half, boys. Come on. Don't be tight.
20.
See, my brother has this same view. Like, he often gives you a ticket in a card for your birthday.
Yes.
And he says, if it wins, I'm having half. I'm like, no, you're not.
You're handing me a ticket. I'm having the lot.
No, you've got to give half. Something. No, not half.
Craig's saying half.
Yeah, that's what he reckons, the grubber.
Craig, not half. Yes. Not half of 40. That's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Half of 40. Yeah. Mate, 20 come more. Come on, boys. You wouldn't shout it for shark, but you.
Thank you, Craig.
Simon in Hobart, Bill.
Hobart. This will be tight.
I'm in Hobart, Billy. How are you, Cobber?
I reckon Simon would be tight here. What do you reckon, Simon?
Hey, no, none of that, Cobber. I reckon we should divide the $40 million by the $9 as a percentage to give them the percentage of the winnings.
Righto. Have you worked out what that is?
That's too much.
Yeah, $4.4444 million.
Oh, 4.4 million. There you go. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah.
You've got a tight ass after all, Billy.
No, you're not, Simon. Sorry, mate. I got you wrong. Well done.
Anthony, Hoppers Crossing. What are we doing?
They were tight ass to you. You'd be a tight ass back. Give them the $9.70 either in the cash or a ticket and just say good luck. Thanks for coming.
Well, you might give them 10 bucks, eh?
Oh, yeah. Let them keep the change. Yeah, 10 bucks, keep the change.
Jeepers creepers. It's interesting, Bill. Jim. I'll tell you what I find funny about this whole discussion.
Yeah.
Is like 80 million. So we all bought tickets.
Yes.
A while ago.
Yeah, we did.
Bill, I walk past downstairs, there's a lotto joint. I walk past that. If it's $4 million,
yeah.
First, I go, well, it's not enough.
Not enough, exactly.
$4 million. But you'd probably I'm turning take it. My nose up at $4 million.
But that's told us nothing, Jim. There's been one $10 million, right. Two at $20 million, one at $4 million, one at 330,000, one at $4.4 million, and one at $10.
Well, who are you going with for the prize?
Well, Andrew was actually very, at least 10. He said, what was that, 25%, and he was quite passionate about it. So well done, Drewy.
$200 Neverland store voucher headed your way, mate. It's the home of Australian streetwear, shop in store or online, neverlandstore.com.au.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Drewy and Anthony, I think, from Hoppers Crossing.
Hoppers.
I'll buy them a $10 ticket out of $40 million.
$100 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery. You can find their award-winning beers in Thirsty Camel stores across Victoria.
Awesome. Thank you very much, boys. Well, and thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well,
good on you, mate.
I like it.
There you go, Jim.
Well, Bill, it's interesting.
Didn't tell us a lot.
There's no definitive answer, is there, really?
There's not. Exactly.
Top 10 boys' names. James always appears quite amazing.
Oliver, Noah, Jack, Henry and William.
We're just reading off the TV now.
What are the girls' names, Jim?
Billy's.
What are the girls' names?
And is it reading incorrectly? Don't know.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
What drink was that?
Responsibly.
On tomorrow's show, Australian soccer superstar John Aloisi will be on. By the way, he's coaching Western United in the A-League Grand Final on Saturday night. Don't miss your chance to see Melbourne City, I should say, take on Western United in the Isuzu Ute A-League Grand Final on Saturday night at Amy Park. You can grab your tickets at Ticket Tech. Melbourne City are looking to go back-to-back.
They are. Indeed. 7:45, Amy Park. Saturday night, Jamie McLaren, he's this
golden boot winner.
He's the one, yeah.
He's so a superstar.
Keep an eye on him, and they should win Melbourne City. But John Aloisi will tell us why Western United will win tomorrow.
So grab your tickets at Ticket Tech. But, Bill.
Yes.
We have three doubles to give away right now to head along to the A-League Grand Final.
Three times two. So ring now, 133353. And Whitney and Rosemary will take your call.
It's going to be a great game.
It will be.
Huge game.
Hopefully there's a good crowd.
Yep.
I'm thinking there might be only about 10 there, but we'll just see.
I'll build it up. It'll be huge.
Only about 10.
Yeah.
Now, 1,000. I have in front of me here Australia's top baby names for girls and boys.
Yes, please.
For 2022.
They're on the newses, Jim, as we look up here. 7 and 9.
Newses.
Yep.
So the number one girl's name is Isla.
Isla.
As in Isla Fisher.
Yes.
The number one boy's name is Oliver.
Ollie.
As in Ollie. But I look down at the top 100 here, and this is what interests me.
Yes.
I see James round about 5.
No,
I see Anthony 46.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not I'll bad. Take that. Anthony's not a great name.
No, it's an ordinary name.
Yeah. Well, you're an Anthony.
Yeah, that's your middle name, Bill. That doesn't matter. And then Ryan.
Mm. Oh, no. Oh,
that'd be 1.
74.
Oh, no. Oh, Ryan. Who'd call their kid Ryan?
Who would call their kid Ryan?
Jan and Gary.
Jan and Gary. Ryan from Narry Warren.
Warren from Narry Warren.
Ryan Warren, especially. What about, is there a Ethan or a Ewan?
No,
I don't reckon there would be.
Ethan's about 167.
It would be. No. And Ewan?
No, I don't see either of them.
There we go. What about a Whitney or a Rosemary? Is there a Rosemary in the top 10? Matilda, Ella, Grace?
I don't reckon. I love Matilda. Name. Charlotte's a beautiful name. I love Matilda. That's Tilly. Grace is a beautiful name. Grace. There are some beautiful girls' names. It's amazing, I actually really. Think the girls' names are better than the boys' names.
Ollie, Noah.
Henry, I've got a Henry.
Yeah. William. Leo.
Leo. That's interesting.
I haven't heard too many Leos.
Charlie. Oh, Chaswick.
Theodore.
Theodore.
Who calls their kid
Theo.
Theodore?
Teddy. Just through to Theo.
All
Lucas. I didn't think Lucas would be that eye. And then Thomas. Tommy.
All the A-League tickets are gone. Wow, that is
already.
Great.
Hot well cats. Done. Just while we were bollocking on about names, Thanks. They've already gone.
Already gone, Jim.
Bloody hell.
That's good. Well, hopefully they do get a good crowd there now. That is good.
You've just talked it down.
No, no. I'm looking forward to Western United, see what they do, Jim. They've come from the clouds. They've won four in a row. Don't know if they can beat Victory. Anyway, we'll see.
They probably can because they beat Victory to make the grand final against City.
Don't know if they can beat City.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it. Just watching the police at work out the front of
your... Clarendon Street. What's going on, Jim?
Something going on?
You're riveted to the window. What's happening?
Well, I always like to see our constabulary at force. They've handled it, whatever it was, very well. Well been watching.
They always do, Jimmy
they do,
boy.
Bloody oath they do.
Jimmy, very foggy this morning. Did you see that? What time were you up?
Well, I did boxing this morning.
Ooh, no,
so I was foggy after it.
Mm, so was I.
Bloody hell.
Went to the gym.
Oh, no.
First time I've been to a gym for... Ooh, 5 years.
Jim, 5 years?
I reckon.
Fat, not that long.
Yeah. Busey's gym.
Can't be that
the
long.
The fat club went along and it was interesting. Some of those blokes have never done any rope work.
More, haven't they?
Had no idea.
It'll take them a while.
Anyway, very foggy in Kilmore today, Jim.
Right.
And the races are on. The horse races are on at Kilmore. And our mate Rick McIntosh, who we had on here, Jimmy, who's a star, have a listen to him. I think this is race two, Rabsy. He's trying to call race two at a very foggy Kilmore today.
Off and running, we're told. Thanks, Berkey. They are off and running. Exactly what's happening, your guess is as good as mine. But they are running. They're going to come into this shot, I'm told, that we're looking at now. It's a head-on shot of the back straight. And here they come. Who is it? Last effort on the outside, but on the inside, Calm Down Jamal has beaten Last Effort. Grisby's pal's got nutted for third by something.
Have a look at it. You cannot see a horse in the photo we've got here. Mate, poor old Rico trying to call. Well done, Rick. He got through it and he called the winner.
Every single horse.
got a nesh in it. A bit of golf, Jim.
Go on.
Minji.
Oh, she's a star.
Yeah. What's she done now?
Won her first round of the match play.
Yes.
She, of course, as a major winner already, seven-time winner on the LPGA Tour. She is brilliant.
And what was this, match play, this one in Vegas?
So it's just underway, but she will go deep in that too. She's in great form.
She is flying there. The NBA, tell you what, Miami Heat got beaten by the Celtics, 93-80, low-scoring game. Mm. One bloke posted maybe the worst NBA game of all time.
Really?
And turns out the only way to get a close NBA playoff game is for both teams to never score. So 93-80. So the Celtics now are 3-2 up. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Righto. And then the Golden State Warriors take on the Mavericks tomorrow, 11 a.m. And hopefully the Warriors win that and go straight through to the final, Jimmy boy.
Have you caught up with the Kyrgios Tomic?
No. Tell us what's going on there.
How good. So Nick Kyrgios, they're firing at each other on Twitter and he goes, better in a way. He goes, better in what way? He said, I've got a career high, more money, more wins, and I give back wherever I can.
Yes.
It's time for Bernard Tomic to quieten down. You don't even play anymore. I've got years left. To which Tomic declares, the only logical explanation is that he idolises me. it's about Kyrgios. Tomic says, he knows he can't rewrite history. The records I set when I was 16, 17, 18, 19... He's always been in my shadows growing up. That's why anytime someone mentions my name to him, it gets under his skin. to which Kyrgios goes, Bernard, I didn't realise it was this bad. I feel low key pain now. Hit me up if you need me to help whenever you can. Jesus.
Let's no, it's on.
And then he goes, let's not forget the time I paid for your flight home from Shanghai because you had no money.
Oh, sure. So it's all coming out.
Bill, I'm
dirty
telling you.
Dirty laundry.
The laundry.
He's coming
but
out.
If I'm Bernard Tomic, I'm quietening right down.
I wouldn't.
I mean, if you're not even playing anymore.
No, that's right. I don't think he is at all, is he?
No.
No.
Not in the main tour. I think he's in the second degree tour.
I feel low-key bad now.
The Geelong Open or something, is he?
Maybe.
Number two seed at the Geelong Open on the grass courts down there.
So they don't get on at all, Fat.
Well, I thought they did, but obviously something's happened, Jim.
No, I don't think
Northern Territory, Jim, what about that? Mm. Because they're thinking that if Tasmania get voted in, which when will that go to the commission, by the way?
Oh, they say back end of this season, so August, around there, I'm hearing.
So everyone's thinking about 2028.
That seems to
be
five
or 6 years.
Well, they've got to have a bit of a runway, you know, in the VFL, et cetera, to get the thing established.
And how would they, surely there's not another draft where, like the Giants, have the first six picks out of 10. Well, surely that doesn't happen.
See, this is the problem. From what the whispers I'm hearing, this is the issue at president's level, is they're saying... No. We're happy for you to try and develop the game in other places, but we're not going through that again.
Exactly.
It was 3 or 4 years of hell for every club in the draft because they had to establish a whole new list, which means that if you're trying to get a 20th team, that's going to be even harder.
Well, Northern Territory, they've upped the ante. They've unveiled a $300 million centrepiece. There it is there, Jim. Looks like a spaceship.
Sure it does.
But a big, nice stadium with a roof right in the middle of Darwin. Bang.
You're the most hated athlete in Australia. No one can take that from you, says Kyrgios.
I bet.
Oh, me?
Tommy.
Oh,
it's keeping on going, fam. It's reloading every time I see it.
We'll
the most
going,
hated athlete in Australia. Wow.
That's vitriol.
It is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
Jack Zeeble not too far away.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walter.
Yes. Here she is.
Hello.
Hello. A joke elicits a lot of feedback, Hose.
It does. Yesterday's was very good, Bill. Very good.
Yes.
You had a sore throat.
Throat.
Yes.
Something like that. Coach S40. Have to admit, I laugh more from JB and Rabs' reaction.
Yes.
Well, wet yourself.
We explained that off the top. I was laughing at his inability to say a word I knew he wouldn't be able to say. Mm. That was the funny. The funny wasn't actually the joke.
Yep. Solo the Mon said, really tickled JB's fanty.
Yes, fanty, it did. It did. I liked it.
D. Emery Yoga says, Bill's not laughing because he doesn't even understand how funny it is.
Yes.
No, I did. I liked it. I liked it very much. What one was it? The Thesaurus. Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Not even 24 hours ago.
Yes.
It's become a platform where people just drop their own jokes.
Oh, good.
For consideration.
Good.
Nick O. Erwin. I ate a can of out-of-date alphabet soup.
Yes.
Next time I go to the toilet, it could spell trouble.
Mm.
You probably run with that one already, have you?
Yeah, probably delivered it better.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yes. Fair call.
I don't reckon. I don't actually reckon.
This is my favourite, though, from Marcus Harris 14.
Marcus!
Elite fat.
Oh, that's our man.
That's our man.
He's playing county cricket.
Yeah, going all right, too,
he
I think.
Too, yeah,
obviously, listening to the podcast and enjoying our Instagram posts.
He's in Mykonos at the moment.
Is he really?
Oh, ooh la la. Well, not ooh la la, obviously, because
well,
it's in Greece.
It would be. Ooh
la la.
Yasu.
Yeah.
Some other feedback.
Yes.
This is from Brenton Joseph Addis. Why does Fat ask Bellamy, who we interviewed
Craig,
yesterday, if he could coach another code? He asks this every time he comes on and gets the same answer. No. Hashtag fat's a rare operator.
Mm. Bill, I did think that when you started the interview with that. I thought you've asked him that before.
Yes, I have.
Why'd you do it again then?
Because it led in. It was a very good leading question from coming off the top. If you have a listen to it.
What about that?
For what purpose?
The introduction and straight in because they said what a great coach he is. And I was wondering if he could coach.
Yeah, which you'd
anyway,
asked him
good
before,
question,
yeah.
Bill.
Yep.
Okay. Brady Neal has contacted Triple M Rush Hour via our Instagram. Jay-Z, who is part of Triple M Football, joins us now on Wednesdays. He had a bit of an interesting thing happen to his voice at a footy game a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Got to try and get back out there.
Which we love.
Yeah, we do.
Brady must have a lot of time on his hands.
Right.
This is the message. I finally figured out what Jay-Z sounds like when he said, I'm going to try and get back out there.
from an old TV ad for a company called NatRad. Let's take a listen.
Nipping to NatRad. Nipping to NatRad.
Yes. Got to try and get back out there.
This is good. I remember that NatRad.
NatRad, they do radiators for cars and air conditioning and stuff.
I remember that ad.
Yes.
So he's found that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He has. I love it. Now, who's your favourite chef, Bill?
Miguel.
Swedish.
Sorry. Yeah. Mood.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this has been sent to me by a few people, somebody whose name I can't remember, and also by Paulie Falcon.
Yes.
Now, there's an American singer called Lizzo. She's best known for this song.
I do my hair talk.
So she's got a new song out called About Damn Time. I'm not going to play that because there's a better version already. TikTok.
Right. Oh, TikTok.
On TikTok. Wow. We're on TikTok.
Our favourite.
But somebody has done a mashup of the new Lizzo song with our favourite Swedish chef. Take a listen.
It's about damn time.
That's good.
It's so good. So thank you very much for everybody who sent that in.
That's good.
That is good. That is
very
TikTok
funny.
Talk there at its best.
Yes.
So we got the Swedish to take it to
the.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's Can't Listen To Radio.
We are joined by the North Melbourne captain, Jack Zabel.
JB likes to think he's tough.
Because I've got some real size about me at the moment, I'm bringing eight to the table.
But our next guest actually is.
Jams it on the foot. Mitchell goes, that's my Zabel.
Please welcome North Melbourne captain, Jack Zabel.
Oh, 250 coming up, if you don't mind, Zeebs. Congratulations on what's been a fine career.
Thanks, JB, and g'day, Bill, and thanks again for having me, lads. I've been on the show.
Well done, Jackie boy. A long way from the Bush Rangers days and then, of course, 2009. That's a long, long time ago, Jack.
It is. It's gone pretty quick, Bill, up to this point, which I said a bit earlier in the week, but I remember walking in the door at Arden Street in my first couple of years and chatting to the older boys like Boomer and Drew Petrie and Michael Ferretto, and they all said to me and sat me down and said, make sure you enjoy it. You know, 10, 15 years goes bloody quick, and I actually remember sitting there laughing at those blokes going, oh, this will be easy. I've got that much time up my sleeve. And now you blink and it does go quick. So never a truer word was spoken by those older, wiser men.
Oh, he was green too.
Was he?
When he came in.
Well,
Wodonga,
fair,
boy,
Aubrey Wodonga.
Just drifted down into the club.
Where
and,
was he from, Rips?
Wodonga and Aubrey.
That's right, yeah. And yeah, he just used to go hard at it.
Oh,
and,
yeah. And knock himself out and breaking bloody legs every second week, weren't you?
Yeah, I've had a few injuries over the journey, JB. I was a little bit probably underdone, it's fair to say, in my first couple of years in terms of fitness level as well. So I wasn't quite sure what it took to make it at the top level. But I was very fortunate to have some good support around me down at Arden Street to help turn me into a player that's able to get to 250 games, which is pretty cool.
Well, you had a good coach, Brad Scott, as you know, someone I'm a massive fan of. And he was always a massive fan of yours.
Yeah, Scotty was huge for me individually, and a lot of players that played under him throughout his tenure. And his belief in us as players and myself as an individual, and another one I could throw in there is probably Ben Cunnington. Early in our careers, we probably didn't deserve to play as much footy as we did, but he saw a bit of potential in us and where we're going as midfielders and backed us into the hilt. So the confidence that gives you as a player from an early age that you're good enough, one, to play at the level, but two, to have an impact as well is something that we'll never forget, and that's a big reason why we are the players we are today.
So where do you play nowadays? Do you play mid, do you play back, or do you play forward?
I'm currently playing forward, Bill. I started the year as a defender.
Yes.
Slung up forward and a little bit of time in the midfield, but not heaps. Uh-huh. So I've been on record to say that I'll play wherever the coach needs me. Currently that means up forward, mate, so I just get it done where it needs to be.
Team player. I tell you what, you've been flying the flag every time you seem to be up talking in front of media. You're supporting the club and you're supporting the coach. But if you're sitting from the outside, Jackie boy, like we are, I think Jim's got some, he's got a bit of intel inside, but it's not a great season. And when you see, your recruiters, three of them quit yesterday, Cam Zerha parks his contract talks, Horn Francis parks his, you can see where we're all coming from. But what you're saying is everything's okay inside the tent.
It is. Inside the tent, things are going not too bad. I mean, obviously, we would like to be in a better position than 1-9 currently.
Yep.
In the win-loss record, make no mistakes about that. But I see where things are painted with the external picture at the moment. Mm. But I can only judge what I see, and that's every day at our footy club. It's not what it seems in the public eye. So I understand, you know, individuals parking their contract talks. I mean, that happens at every AFL footy club. That's not that big of a deal.
Right.
That's part and parcel of the conversation. And we, as a playing group and as a coaching group, are actually really, really united. And we're hell-bent on turning our season around in terms of our performances and on the field. I was quoted a few weeks ago saying, you know, we've done a lot of talking. And I'd like to think that our actions over the next few weeks, and started a little bit last week against Melbourne, against a very good side in Melbourne on the weekend, but we need to turn that around on field, and that's really the only place that counts.
Because if you actually have a look at it, Jack, and obviously Jim helps me out here a bit, but off field, debt-free, first time for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And about 50,000 members, which isn't bad, really. If you've got 50,000 paid-up members, that's a fair whack there. And I think everything's, well, not everything, but most things are going okay money-wise. So off-field, it seems okay. Three recruiters probably haven't helped things, but that's what you got to do. You just got to start winning now. Somehow, you just got to find a way, Zeebs.
Exactly, Bill. And I think there's been a lot of work over the last, JB would know, 15 to 20 years to get our club in the position that it is in today. There's, I don't know, JB would be better off speaking, but there's probably not too many AFL clubs currently sit with zero debt at the moment, which puts us in a really, really strong financial position off the field. And as you spoke about just then, we've got close to 50,000 members. And this year, with all things going on the field, we've got a record membership number. So that just shows you, you know, the passion of our great supporters around the footy club. And I think that they understand the journey we're on at the moment. There's no doubt we'd like to have some more wins on the board as we speak, but we understand that the journey we're on is not going to be a quick one, unfortunately. There's going to be a few hiccups along the way, but our job as players and as captain of the footy club and senior players is to get that, accelerate that process as quick as we possibly can, so we can get, you know, all of our supporters, fans, members, everyone involved at the club enjoying the footy again and getting back to watch us playing games and win games of footy and hopefully making finals as soon as we possibly can, because that's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Stick around, Zeebs. More to discuss with the North Melbourne captain after this.
More Jack Zeebel next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cue.
No, it isn't.
Jack Zeebel joins us ahead of game 250 this weekend.
Yeah, he's a beauty, being a wonderful shin boner. Now, you were just talking about the weekend against Melbourne, which I only saw a half. But what I liked about it, Zeebs, was the effort. And I think that's got to be where it starts. You know, for North Melbourne fans, they'll go, okay, we understand where we're at as a list and what, you know, the journey the list is on, but we just want to see effort. And if effort's showing, then, you know, we'll put up with that while, you know, the game's getting into these young blokes.
I couldn't agree anymore, JB. And ultimately, we're out to win every game of footy. And unfortunately, on the weekend, we didn't get the job done. And it was actually a bit of a not a great last quarter. So the margin probably blew out a little bit towards the end. But the way the boys went about it, we can't question the effort on the weekend. But for us, that's how we're going to turn things around, is producing that consistently. And I think if we bring the energy and effort, then that just gives us a baseline to be able to then perform our game plan that we're expected to do. So, we're looking to repeat that again on the weekend against another top quality opponent in St Kilda, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Righto, Jack Zeebel. 249 games. What's your biggest highlight?
Biggest highlight, I think in 2014, was one of my first finals. We beat Essendon in an elimination final. I think we come back from about 25 or 30 points down at halftime and got the job done in front of 90,000 fans. And that was one I won't forget very quickly.
Exactly. Nope. All right. In 249 games, who was on fire that? Oh, Aaron Edwards was on fire. That's right. Thank you, Rabs. I was just telling me that. In 249 games, the best player you played with?
I think Boomer Harvey. He's incredible for his size and stature, the amount of games he played, but also the impact he could have on a game was incredible.
Most underrated player?
Oh, there's been a few. I reckon Ben Cunnington.
Oh, he's a star. How's he going, by the way?
Very, very well, Cunners. He's itching to get back, but understands there's a bit of a process to make sure he's fit enough and going well. But he's been at training flat out, and he's got the itch, which is great.
What's been the biggest rule change?
Oh, which one?
Well,
let me start.
One that's affected you the most, probably.
Oh, I think that one of the hardest ones to deal with would have been probably the stand rule when that was introduced on the 50, and just the punishment for the crime I don't think fits too well, but yeah, there we go. There's
good
one.
Work. Well done.
Speaking of Cunners, is he drifting back down to Warrnambool onto the farm from time to time, or is he permanently parked up here?
It's hard to get him back from the farm, JB. He's got, I think, 150-odd head of cattle down there that needs tending to, and he finds a way to make his way down the highway and get down there and service them pretty regularly. So
just drops the boat in at Port Ferry and heads out.
Down there as well.
Service him, you mean feeds him and that?
Yeah, Bill. I don't know what you're thinking of that, mate. Come on.
Service and 250 head of cattle.
Come on, Bill.
He's all right.
And married last year, Zeebs.
Zeebs, I know.
The little baby girl about to turn one, Pippa.
Yeah, she's one in a couple of weeks. So our lives have changed a little bit, but all for the better. And, not as much sleep as we used to get, JB. But it's been bloody fun, to be honest. So I can't wait to run out with her on Sunday afternoon.
Good on you, mate. 1st of June there. Speaking of birthdays, yours is the 28th of Feb. If you were born a day later, you'd only be 7.5.
Yeah, I think Lindsay Thomas might have been born on a leap year, mate. So he's all of 10 years older. Isn't that
right? And acted it.
Probably behaves like it.
We, Bill, try to once a year, don't we, Zeebs, catch up down the road here at the Clarendon. Robbie Tarrant, Shawnee Higgins came last time. Big scooter, Scott Thompson, and Spud Ferrito had to pull out late because they got COVID. Hank McIntosh, there was a good crew of boys.
Three of them went to Geelong.
Yeah, I don't I tell you, for me, Zeebs, it's like your kids are growing up.
Yeah, it is, mate. And I suppose you're the father, are you?
You're sitting there looking at them going, these blokes were babies when they walked into North.
Do you pay?
It's bloody funny, isn't it? Because you sit around that table, and I remember walking into the footy club and Spud and H and these boys are 27, 28, and now they're all somewhat my best mates. So
yeah.
There's a bit of an age gap there, but even yourself as chairman at the time, mate, that's probably the greatest thing about our footy club is that the position you hold, there is no hierarchy there.
Nope.
Very lucky that that's the case. And you make friends for life, and whether you spend 5 minutes at North or you spend 15 years there, you're a part of the fabric. So that's why I love the club so much.
Well, someone thinks they're entitled.
You're a great mate of Taz. Have you played the Tigers yet?
Not yet, mate.
No, so you're gonna build him in the guts?
Probably not.
I know he's a pretty angry man. So if I do that, I'll probably cop one around the chin. So I might try and fly.
Well, you'll be forward and he'll be back. So just at one stage when he's not expecting it, just
he's a big boy.
Into the rib cage.
Yeah, we'll see if we can ruffle his feathers.
I love it. Okay, so St Kilda, of course, Sunday, and then. Gold Coast GWS Adelaide. So some games that might just appeal to Kangaroos fans coming up. But Zeebs, 250, mate, you've been a jet. Great leader of the club as well, as I said at the start. A brilliant shin boner. Well done. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
On your Zeebs.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, what about this for a show? John Aloisi! One of our favourites, of course, and doing a great job coaching. Brag Artist.
Yes.
Idiot Song.
No.
And Toby Green.
No.
Now, I'm predicting, because Tobe can get a bit loose in the interviews with us.
He likes talking to us.
He loves talking to us. So make sure you listen tomorrow, because I reckon he might this might be one for the ages.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, that's coming up.
How do you know that?
Just got a feeling that he might well, he enjoys the fact that we're not too serious. And he has a giggle at us.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong. You get things wrong.
I'm looking forward to talking to Aloisi.
All right, so that's happening tomorrow. Good. But now, of course, after a decent week with jokes, two out of three. No, not three.
That ain't bad.
No. Two out of three ain't bad, and that's what you've had. So here we go.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
3 out of 3, Jim, was good yesterday. And you were laughing before the punchline because you loved it.
Your inability to say the word thesaurus.
So you both loved it before I went to the punchline. So you can both get stuck.
It's just the gift that keeps giving.
So about to go 4 from 4.
I think someone, didn't they contact us and say that this show and certainly you should be a thesaurus-free zone?
Yes.
So never try and say it again.
Freud, it's really thesaurus. Raps.
Oh, he's already in it.
Told you, Joe. Well, you got to hit something, don't you?
No, I've already hit done it. That.
Oh, you clownfish.
Jeez, you
Jim.
What's happening?
Well, because I'm a bit flustered because I went to the airport today. You wouldn't believe it. And I saw a man collapse, Jim, on the luggage carousel.
Right.
It wasn't good. Let me tell you. He slowly came around.
See, he gets ahead of himself, doesn't he? That's what happens. He has a couple of decent ones, and he starts to think. He starts to think he's Ronnie Corbett.
He's like Ronnie.
Or Ronnie Barker. Ronnie who was Barker. The fat one? Ronnie Barker.
I don't know which one the fat one was, but he slowly came around.
I think it was Ronnie Barker. That's who you start to think you are. And then you
it's
really.
It's good night from me.
And good night to your joke.
I'll get hose into that button. He slowly came around.
Go with it. Rapsy slowly come around to the joke.
Junk.